Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Novo Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica Vo. I'm joined by Harrison O. He's to my left. I'm to his right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Directions.
Yeah. Good at directions today, hopefully. He edits and switches us.
I joke about that, but
one day he will.
But I'm also flattered that you think I would put the effort to do that.
No, one day you will. One day you'll surprise me. It's fine. We both just want an excuse to talk about anything that ranges to anime, from anime to comics. Wow, I really can't read this today.
You've been doing good to the rest.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. But really, we're trying to clean up our never-ending backlog, which we will today.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yes. Yeah. Some would say it's two people conversing.
Like, Nova Combo, NGVO Combo, spelled right above my head. Right
over there. Look at that. Genius. Per use. Weekly.
Expected.
You can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Combo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere, anywhere, everywhere. And in today's episode, it's episode 131. So, it's our winter end of discussion, winter 2024 season. It'll have anything from, usually it's mostly anime, but we do watch other shows and movies, and then obviously reality TV, so
yeah, it's
in
just
that
kinda,
realm. It's everything that's happened in winter.
Yeah, everything in that period. Yeah, we're blocking with anime, because that's what we both do, but then I know we want to actually be able to talk about other stuff too.
We venture out to other things.
Yeah.
So, lots of spoilers. We will not, hold
off. We'll preface what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll do our best, but I'm assuming we will, because we'll say, like, oh, I've been watching this, right?
Yeah. So, if you've been watching, the season with us, and you've already know what's happening, obviously continue on. But just know there will be spoilers. So, let's start off with anime. Let's start off with Apothecary Diaries Season 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's start that with that one. That has ended fully.
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 Yes.
And we've both have caught up.
I didn't realize it was just one season.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So, I started, again, Veronica will probably...
Grudge.
I'm going to say this up front before she can misinform.
I have not been misinformed.
The misinformation was I was misinformed on which one this was. I thought it was, we have a clip on this.
The Heavenly Blessing. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was that one she was trying to tell me to watch. I'm like, no, I'm not interested. Nah, I'm good. I was hard set thinking, nah, I'm good. And then I see Apothecary Diaries. I'm like, and then another friend group told me to watch. Or I told, it was Sarah's friend and her boyfriend. Told us to watch it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this looks good. And I tell Veronica this, and she's like, you ho? This is the one I was telling you to watch. And I'm like, what? And I go back, and I realize, yeah, it was the one.
I have a screenshot and everything.
She screenshotted that she had receipts, and it was, oh, boy.
It was, I hold a bad grudge. Harrison was on my shit list for at least a week.
Yeah.
Potentially more.
About a month, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe a month.
But going to it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Animation's so good. The detail's so good.
Even my husband got into this, and he's not into, like, crime, like, medicine stuff, really.
So, the crazy part is, I only assumed it was, like, a shoujo.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh, or strictly in that... It's just cute romance. It's cute.
Romance.
It's like, oh, let's see how the drama happens between the two. Blah blah blah. I was wrong. I was like, dude,
you were dead
this
wrong.
This is a crime anime. I don't care what you tell me.
When I was holding a grudge against Harrison, he actually binge watched it and caught up weekly. So I'm like, look at that.
Yeah, it was. And I think that's what was cool. It was a mystery. It was essentially just a mystery anime.
Yeah.
And that caught my attention super fast because I usually like crime shows. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot back then.
But I also love the other side of it, the silliness that comes out of it, the chibi moments.
Yes. And it's like a setting I wouldn't expect to like enjoy.
Yeah.
It's like is it like historical, like feudal? It's when the China
empire had like concubines and they were kind of like separated out. Yeah. And yeah.
If anything, watching this now made me realize, yeah, AP history did teach me stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, that's about right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think some things are still like a mystery to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's interesting.
Dude, but I think it kept my attention because of like the suspense. Like when they would talk about certain issues, and I love that by the end, I didn't expect that twist.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't either.
Did you read this?
No, I have not read it.
Okay, okay. So when they were introduced Lacan,
yeah,
I thought he was they painted it so well, made you think he was an absolute piece of shit,
a jerk. Yeah, it turns out
he's not. No, he's not. I was like, oh no, I'm the piece.
Yeah, I was like, no, I am. I'm the bad person. I am Batman.
No, I was curious if you read it and if they. And comment down below. And I know, like, I saw comments on the show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, huh, you people thought.
You thought wrong.
I was like, no.
No, I also just love the dynamic with Mao Mao and everyone. Like, she, like, befriends a lot of people.
Yep.
And it's just so cute.
She befriended, like, a bunch of the concubines. Or, like, the...
Like, the main ones, at least.
The main ones. Yeah. It's just fun to see, and you're like, oh, her personality is just so great.
She loves poison. It's great. It's
too funny.
It is. So, yeah. If you haven't watched this yet, and you're like, you know, trying to pass through, it's historical, it's mystery, crime, medicine, all wrapped into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just a show.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Again, I think that's the theme of the show. I was just wrong the entire way. Before, during, and after.
Before watching it, during it. You know what else is happening during Apothecary Diaries? Free Ren, yes.
Dude,
that is like... I think Free Ren is a sleeper. Because I think at least Apothecary Diaries, people were talking about it.
Yeah.
But, like, Freon was just sleeping through this entire season, I think.
Because here's the thing, like, and we say sleeper in, like, I'd say in our group of people that we talk to. And, because on Reddit, Apothecary and Freon are, like, top.
Top? Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, the best girls are between, like, it's, like, the Freon or Mama Supremacy. Like, yeah. Those two were, like, best girl.
Which chibi won that week?
Which one?
But I think Freon is actually really sad.
It's really sad. Because it's one of the few in a while where it just hits in a emotional level. And it's unexpected to me at times. Like, they'll have random... And this is us talking about part one, part two, because they broke it up, right?
Yeah, also broke it up, yeah.
Actually, both of these. Yeah, both of these took a winter or the break.
Yeah, took a little break. Well, like, 1 week break, basically.
Yeah.
And then came back, yeah.
I think Free Run, what they do so well is, like, the storytelling. And this is how I tell people all the time. I'm like, dude, it's going to feel like a slow burn. But, like, they'll have moments when an episode could be episodic in a sense of, like, what's happening. But it could tie into, like, the biggest... Like, so I love that it refers back to her original journey.
Yes.
But then also playing role, like, how... like, one that hit me was Stark's pass, right?
Yes.
The unexpected, like, it's a sad pass, but it's, you never, that was one of the, and there's way more, right? But it's always, I think that was one of the best examples of, like, something happens, and they're, like, talking about his birthday, and he's like, oh, I never got a gift, blah, 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 all this stuff, and then you realize, oh, he always got steak, the meat, right, from his brother. And then his master, the dwarf guy.
The dwarf guy, yeah.
And that's when you realize, oh, they give steaks as a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And I just love that there was a correlation, and you're like, oh, the steak hits different now.
I know. And I just love how they do like a present and then it ties back to the past to her like original like adventure original group.
Adventure group, yeah.
Yeah. I just love that she is one of the most overpowered characters in the series, but she mm-hmm. just does basic magic. And it's great because I think the studio, Madhouse, I think it's Madhouse, yeah. They did a great job on these fights. Like, mm-hmm. when there was, like, a fight going on, it was intense.
It's insane.
I truly love the exam arc. Because, it showed that basic magic and, like, shield work just, like, works just as fine. Versus someone who can do, like, complex things or, like, whip out some weird, like, death thing.
Yeah, and then, because they always, and I think it's a good parallel where it's just, like, it's so much, there's so much time has passed and you see so much progress. But when it boiled down to it, the basics are still, like,
Just the best.
It's still... Because it's like, what was it? Freerun and Fern, right? That are both the ones that they get commented to. It's like, oh, it's just basic magic. And I'm like, yep.
I especially love Fern's fight with that one girl in the exam. And she was just shooting out basic magic. And then the girl had to like shield herself all the way through around. And then just got smaller. And she's like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Like, I can't like hold on. I think that showcases that like you don't need complex magic.
Yeah. And fight. I think in addition to like when we talk about them interacting, I think the relationships that they build just with anyone is so cool. Like there's a moment that they have it with Sign, the priest. And then now we're dealing with like other mages. It's just they keep these relationships going and it's just really wholesome. It's really
They say, you know what I've noticed? I don't know if you noticed this, but they say goodbye in the most simple way. Like they separate just like so easily. Like you get attached for a couple of episodes and you're like, oh, gotta split, like we'll talk to you later, like
and it's like hopefully we'll see you later. There was an episode on that. It's like why do you do quick goodbyes, and it's
the last episode too.
It was like such a good message, and it's like oh, you'll probably see him later again.
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, we said goodbye to Freerun literally so quickly. Like, that last episode was like, oh, yeah, we'll just walk now.
And then, boom, that's it. And I was like, dude, that's so good.
I know.
I caught that, too.
And
Nice. Overall, I love Freerun. It's such a good adventure. And it is when I think we're pitching to one of our friends, and he's like, what is it like? So, like, this is like, I was like,
It's on its own.
It is kind of on its own in that it's an adventure, but it's like done so differently in my opinion. And it's such a nice change of pace.
Yeah. No, I totally agree, because it's like when you think of adventure, you kind of think of like One Piece a little bit, like Luffy's on an adventure. But this is a type of adventure where like she is thousands of years old. She has literally lived life.
No, and I think it's typical, and I think this one's could be a shonen demographic, but typical shonen adventures is like very like, oh, they have a quest, they have to do this, that it's growing of age, blah blah blah, all this stuff. But then here it's actually an adventure of like they take it slow sometimes, but it's so nice that they don't, when they take it slow, they don't take it slow, if that makes sense.
No,
and there's points when they are having moments and it's just time passes, but that is the slow part. Like there's just music and you're just watching them do stuff, and I'm like, dude, this feels nice.
No, it is nice. No. Yeah. Would recommend. 100%. Would recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of our more hype animes that we've watched, Solo Leveling.
The most anticipated in my book, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
In my... I've been told for years to read this.
I just haven't. Until this converted into an anime.
And now I'm actually going to start reading because, oh my God. As of recording, we still have the one episode. Yeah. But no matter what, I still think it's going to be top.
It's going to be
not
good.
The top most, but it's top three. The top three are the ones we're talking about right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And.
Dude, it is so. I don't know if you expected this to be as bloody as it was, but I didn't. And so after that first episode, okay. I was like, oh my God.
In all honesty, I expected, because it's based off a manhwa, right?
Yeah.
I expected them to fumble this hard. Because
yes,
I think that's why, one, I was, my expectations were already low, because remember Tower God was hyped. There's that one vampire one that was hyped.
Yeah, the vampire one was hyped.
I forgot. Noblesse, I think that's what it's. Noblesse was hyped. Yeah. I say hyped as in I watched Tower God, I didn't watch Noblesse, but I've heard kind of like the general thing of like, oh, and then there was that other God of High School. Super hard.
Yes.
Tower God was not bad. God,
it's just taking a long time from one to two seasons.
You can tell it's just kind of, and of course it's like historical. There's all these things that you can claim like, oh, that's probably why the quality is kind of messed up. But no, they took care of this one.
Oh.
Because I know you and my wife read up to a certain, every time it was up to a certain point, you'd read up to that point in the anime. I only read like, I think up to when he dies.
Oh, okay.
That's what I read up to.
First two episodes, yeah.
Yeah, first two. I think I read up to three. I think I actually read up. Just to see. And it's always been on point. If anything, it's done better. If it's 1-to-1 or better.
Yes, I totally agree.
And I think
there's like anime-only content, too, as you go through the season.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's just expanding more, because honestly, it's like stuff happens in the manhwa and it's crazy.
Yeah,
but then you have to fill in the gaps for the anime, right? So it's just more of good, like it's more great. The music's so good. The voice acting's really good.
The fightings are so good. Like how he like levels up or like tries to.
This is like the first time in a long time where I get chills consistently throughout the season.
No, I agree.
Consistently had goosebumps. Man's growl gets me going.
I love how one episode he got hot and then all the nurses were like, oh.
No. And I told one of our friends this and I'm like, okay, pay attention.
Yeah.
It's a good parallel. He has a glow up. All of a sudden, everyone has a glow up.
Yep.
All the nurses had a glow up all of a sudden for some reason. And he's like, what? I didn't notice. I'm like, I did. I'm like.
My man did.
And I sat there and I'm like, I like looked at my wife. I'm like, the quality went up, right? Like for everyone. She's like. Yeah.
They were waiting. I'm telling you, they were waiting for him to get good. Good looking. Super excited. Future Us will probably enjoy the series as a whole when it's complete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was really good. I think another thing that we've watched together, you know, something about muscles and magic.
the one that you, many people have suggested I watched.
Yes, because Muscles and Magic, Mashle season 2, it's also ending this weekend as of recording, so we have
one more episode, I believe.
One more episode, yeah.
I love that the anime is popping off now just because of the intro.
Or the outro, but mostly the intro.
Is the outro? Really?
People like the outro too.
No, I've seen people like it, but I've seen people get into it because of the intro.
Oh yeah, you mean like
because this is still season 1, right? Or is it season 2?
Oh, season 2.
Okay. So it's the season 2 intro.
Yeah.
And I've shown people this, and they're like, "Duh." And I love the graduate. Like my wife hated the intro. She hated it.
Really?
And then she finally got it.
Just like a fun show, like show to watch.
It's just such a fun show, like, and
it's unserious at some.
She likes, like, for instance, like, I think I love stupid comedy, so I'm a sucker for this, and I just love the outrageousness of this, of how he handles magic, and my wife also likes it too, but you could tell like her initially she was like kind of here, but then she finally jumped up here.
She finally jumped up.
Is great. This is funny.
I mean, I love that Mash is like, every time he does his chibi, and he's scared. He's like,
shakes.
Or he's just like, I don't know. He's like twitching and he just doesn't know what to do. It's just funny.
It's an easy thing to get into. And I still think, but then the easy action, the magic's great. And it's like, it literally, if you like Harry Potter, boom, easy. And I think we said this before in our master review. It's just such an easy thing to get into.
Yeah.
Because it's just funny.
It's a complete manga, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've thought about reading it after the season, but I don't know yet.
Me too.
We'll see. We'll see.
Me too. Yeah. But yeah, super excited to finish up season two. We'll see, you know, if season three will be announced, but obviously probably will since the manga has ended. I think this is where we split off a little bit. I think these four were the ones that we both watched.
Shoot your shot. See. I want to see if I surprise you in anything.
Okay. Well, I was going to like popcorn it to you to see, you know, what you have been watching.
The most recent thing that we picked back up was Delicious in Dungeon.
I'm caught up
now.
Okay.
I thought I was about to be done, and then I saw there was one more episode next week. And this is where, I don't know, do you know if this is actually done, or if they're going to keep going?
No, it's a two core, so they're going to take like either a break or it starts on the second half of season one.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like a 25 episode season.
Okay, because we caught up. Like,
I freaking knew it!
No, we've been watching this past week, actually, because it was one of those things where, all right, season's almost done, let's just kind of pick up something that we
stopped. Isn't it good?
It got so good.
Yeah.
I didn't understand because I saw on Reddit they always have like a weekly post of rankings.
This
is always up there. I'm like, I wonder why. But now we're watching. I was like, I now know why. This is a typical Studio Trigger magical like thing where you're like it's a slow burn, but it gets to a hype point. And I'm like, dude, we're at the hype point.
My husband and I were watching it. We were on like episode, I think it was around episode 5 or 6. And we were like, you know, that sister's going to be probably dead in the stomach.
And that's the thing. So me and my wife were just like, with the rate that they're going with, like how outrageous and comedic things were, we were expecting like some dumb reason for her to be alive.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she was innocent. This is phrased really badly. I'm glad that she was dead.
Yeah.
And that it's realistic.
Yes.
Because I was like, ain't no way she's alive after a week.
Ain't no way they're climbing down here like every week, stopping and like eating stuff.
And she's alive? No way. Yeah. But no, that was such a good turning point, how they revived her and everything. And I love that. Now being caught up to where we are as of recording, because we still have one more episode.
Yeah, we have one.
They tied back to things so
earlier on. Yes,
and it was just such a quick in passing, like, oh, the dark elf dude.
Because
they said it was a him.
Yeah.
You thought it was just a quick like weird thing, and you realize, oh,
it's not.
He's the dungeon master. I was like,
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite episodes was the one where they were in the water. Not in the water. By the lake. That lake.
Was it underground at that point, right?
Yes, it was underground, yeah. And they were, like, kind of, like, passing by, like, another group who were, like, dead. And they were trying to, like, revive them. And I thought it was hilarious that the, I don't want to call him a dwarf. But the guy that cooks, he has so dwarf, much. Yeah. He's so dense that he just can't float. I think that was my favorite episode.
No. She applied the magic, and his beard just has so much monster like gunk in it.
And like,
they had to clean him up. Yeah, they had to clean him up, and then finally he could do it. I just love how against magic he is, and it's like, I think just dwarves are against magic. I can't remember.
But he shampooed it out. She shampooed it out. No, I think it's just like a fun anime to just watch, you know.
Yeah.
And get meals out of. You should eat while you watch this, because you'll get hungry. Though.
We eat this around dinner time. We just, this is like our dinner show.
No.
It's good.
Wow.
I had more fun. Yes.
I wanted to talk about this, but then I was like, no, Harrison told me earlier he's going to like binge watch it like later.
But she did. And I was like, that was me talking episode 3. And I think episode 6 was out at that point.
Damn it. I should have just brought it up.
That's why I was like, shoot your shot. I know you're gonna. What about you? This is probably where it diverts, I think.
Sign of Affection. It's a romance.
That is on my list.
It's
it was great. Already on my list. You told my wife to watch it. And yes, I was like, it's her way of ensuring that I watch it.
To watch it.
I've seen it trending and I know it's really good.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's really good. Romance. Green flag all around for the main characters. But yeah, no, I won't spoil it too much for you, but it's just a nice romance to watch.
Okay.
Harrison, what do you got, Harrison?
I've been watching Blue Exorcist.
Okay.
Consistently. I think
I started.
You started, right?
I'm on episode 4.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say so
it does get better.
It does get better. It's funny because off the air, we were talking about how we should do spoilers, but then I forget that there's a point when we both don't watch the same thing. So we have to do non-spoilers anyway. So, I binged from season 2. And so, and season 3 already started. So, yeah, this season already started. But I started from season 2, and it's been consistently going through.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad they brought this back. In a sense of like, it's been really, it's been a good watch. It's been a basic like shonen watch.
Yeah. Because
it's still, it does feel dated on some things, on some aspects. But I started this anime like 2012.
Like 2012, right?
Because it came out 2011, but I started like a couple years later because someone recommended it. Or even my brother actually at one point probably.
Your brother has started this, yeah.
And because it was on Netflix and I noticed like season 1, and I'll keep saying this because it's traumatized me that much. Half of season 1, I noticed it was kind of weird just to find out it diverted. I'm like, oh, classic anime move. But I'm glad they finally brought this back, and it's been a good watch.
No, I totally agree. I can't wait to finish it. I'll part binge it.
There's a lot of like action, good twists, and I'm just oh, God.
I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I'll be ready. Okay. Well, Dr. Elise, season 1.
It's
like a romance, isekai.
I'm trying to see what this is. I don't think I've seen isekai. This. Is this on Crunchyroll?
Yeah, it's on Crunchyroll.
Actually, duh, because you don't have High Dive.
You don't either.
I don't either.
Call both of us out, why don't you?
I know, I will.
But yeah, it's a good one. The animation's a little weird, but I got used to it. But I've read this manga, so I already knew what was kind of like going into it. It's good. Yeah.
Nice.
Only watch it if you truly have nothing else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's one of those. Yeah. I'll push a sign of affection over this one.
Over that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I've been catching up on Shangri-La Frontier.
Me too.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I still have, I think, a couple. I just finished the spoilers. Well, how far are you?
I have 2 more episodes. I'm 2 weeks.
Okay, I think we're at the same. We're at the same spot.
Yeah.
They just got out of that one boss.
Yeah.
They just finished the samurai boss.
The samurai one?
Yes.
Yeah. We're at the same spot then.
Oh, nice. Like they did the announcement and everything, and homegirl decides to fight. I love. We haven't finished this yet. I love this. When you watch the episodes, it's actually not that long. Because 2-3 minutes at the end is always just their side single of
their
like
mini
Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah.
The girl, what's her name? The one that's like actually crazy strong, like the knight looking one.
Oh yeah.
The girl that's infatuated
afraid to
with,
talk to him.
Afraid to talk person, to the MC. Yeah. I love seeing her stuff. It's just too funny. The last thing was the chocolate part.
Yeah.
What shape do I want to make it? Do I make it me? No, I don't want it. Oh, you can't eat me like that yet. We're too young. I was like, that was one, the most like out of left field. I didn't expect her to talk like that. And I'm like, what's going on? Hello?
High school usually, kids, what's going on?
Usually I don't care much for the end, like this kind of stuff. I actually do kind of skip more often than not for other shows. This is for some reason the first time where I'm like, watching it all.
It's like, just so cute.
It's just actually adorable and funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Dude,
I play games now and I understand.
Okay, we joke about this, but she really didn't like, she avoided games for a long time.
Yes,
but now she gets the terminology and it becomes funnier, right?
No, it becomes so much more funny.
Yeah.
Especially like when he's just like starting out and he's like, oh, this first boss shouldn't be too bad. And like it, you know, it's that snake, and it's like sprays like poison. He's like, oh, I'm gonna die. He's like, stamina.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I think it's been a good anime.
I think I fell off because initially it felt kind of slow and I felt kind of like, eh. Yeah. But now it finally got to, because we just finished that samurai boss. One, I think the boss fight itself was dope.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was actually cool because I can imagine that kind of stuff. But then now there's actual progression, which apparently that never happened.
Character, yeah.
Dude, the world. Okay, did you see the percentage? Yes. It literally went from just 11 to 12. I'm like,
to 12, yeah.
I'm like, 1%. That's insane.
That's crazy. No, I totally agree.
No, it's been good. I had fun with this.
No, yeah, yeah. Undead Unlock? Where were you on that one?
I'm caught up.
You're caught up? Oh, okay. Dude, I'm almost caught up, but it's good.
It got better. It got
better, yeah.
I still on it. Okay. Usually, eventually, you can understand the love interest.
Yes.
I cannot stand behind this one.
I will agree with you on that one. Because usually I'm a shipper, but in this one, I'm like, it's weird.
I'm hella against it. Like,
it's weird.
I still get chills thinking about it. I was like, dude, this is not right.
Yeah, no.
Otherwise, I totally agree. And I remember this being somewhat hyped up. So I was like expecting.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that to be like a big. That's still my big negative is like their relationship.
No, I agree. And I think it didn't get a lot of spotlight because I think it was on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
And that's where we had to watch it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
So.
I'm trying to see if we.
The plot wise, the world itself. Everything that's going on is so cool.
No, I think agree.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool, like how they have to use each other to use their powers, yeah. And that's kind of unique.
And I like the idea of like when we like they play off like the something, right?
Yeah.
And I really I get what was it? The other dude, the blonde haired kid, dude again.
Yeah.
What was his
I forget. It was something.
Unmoved? No. The other kid was unmoved.
The other kid.
No, was the blonde hair. I can't remember. But no, it's just cool to see like how they make it. I still don't understand like the names. I can't remember that well.
Me too.
But no, I still like the idea of everything so far.
No.
But
no,
I don't like the relationship.
It's weird. I will agree with you on that one. I can't do it.
It's kind of ooh. Brother ooh.
I have one more.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fluffy Paradise?
No.
It's a cute isekai like reincarnation fantasy.
You're watching another isekai?
Yeah, I know. But this one has like cute animals.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That she connects to.
Okay.
It's the only reason why I watched it. Would only recommend if you have nothing else to watch.
Typical isekai. Gotcha.
Yeah, typical isekai. that's all I had for anime, honestly.
I think same for me. I had like a couple more I wanted to get into. Because I know there's...
Ooh, like what?
Mushoku Tensei season.
Yes, I need to watch season one though.
Yes.
Because it's on two.
Yeah.
Two. It's like season two, part two.
Yeah. That's what it was, yes.
Yeah.
I thought about there's this other one I forgot.
I want to do the classroom elite classroom one. I heard that elite. Diverted off the manga, so I don't know if I think
that's
watch
why.
It.
No, that's why I was. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Yeah.
Because the source totally is a light novel, is it not? I think it was a light novel. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, maybe it's not a bad thing. I don't know.
Maybe. No, yeah.
But it's been up there. It's been consistently up there, though, so.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a good anime season.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you've been trying to catch up on? In addition, that's anime?
No.
No? Okay. You're relatively caught up. Wow.
I'm relatively caught up.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. But you know what I... Other shows I did watch that I did catch up on. Avatar: The Last Airbender, the anime series. I finished
No, you watch both.
Yeah, and the live action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't gloss over the fact that you watched live action first and then
I wanted to test out my theory.
It was a good test. It was a good test. And the verdict is
animated series is way better.
Of course. We know.
Yeah.
I would have been but
I will say the live action started off good. It started off, you know, with the right intentions. I think it was just rushed as we kept going.
It's because you start, and I think the weird part is, I think the animated has a lot of filler stuff.
Yeah.
But there's still aspects of said filler that are important.
Are important, yeah.
Right?
No.
Like, I think the Kyoshi, like, dealing with Kyoshi Island, for instance, or, like, even the Kyoshi, or Kyoshi herself.
With the
Earth Kingdom, like, king and all. Dude, that was kind of fillery.
That was funny, yeah.
But it was funny, but it also tied back. Again, I think a lot of aspects of what made Avatar really good is missing in the live action.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, but they still capture Avatar in a sense, right?
Yes.
I think the one gripe I will have, main gripe for live action that bothers me so much when I watched is the bending itself. Do you see a filter? Am I crazy? There's a grainy filter, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, there is.
I'm like, do you guys just not finish post-production on this?
Or is that
covering up your mistakes?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not bad. Like, the water bending looks good. Earth bending looks good. Fire is not bad.
Yeah. No, I will 100% agree with you.
It just feels like there's a grainy filter on it every time it starts. And I think the video is buffering.
The video is buffering for me, too.
No, but it's not. It just looks like it.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
That's why I'm like, the filter happens and you think it's buffering at that point.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Because
initially I was like, oh, is it? And then we noticed it happens only when they start bending.
When you start bending.
Comment down below. Maybe my internet's bad. But no, I upgraded recently, so that's BS.
So I was like, that's way BS. But yeah, no, anime series, beautiful. I love it.
I love how, so she finished book, the three books. And I love.
Sure did.
Right after she's like, do I start Korra? I'm like, chill.
Yeah. Okay. My husband said the same thing.
I know there are some LOK fans for sure, but I think just let it sit. Just let it soak.
Or I could just skip it.
If you feel like you want to experience it, because here's the thing. I will never tell someone to not experience something if it's bad. Because maybe I want you to also trauma, like, bond with me.
Wait. He said it so casually. He's like, let's trauma bond. Together.
I hate it on it too at the same time. NBD.
No, we can't. I don't know. Have you watched any other shows?
I actually started Bad Batch. Star Wars Bad Batch.
Oh, yay.
So I'm halfway through season one.
Okay.
I believe. But.
Good. Great.
I didn't realize it was something I wanted. It was like immediate post. This is what I love. What they do is recently, at least, showing the after effects of what happened during movies of episode four or between episode three and four
has
been really great.
Yeah.
I know Mandalorian's been, it was cool to see after episode six.
Yeah.
Before Simon, blah, blah, blah. But Bad Batch was just cool to see like the immediate effects after Order 66 and.
That's actually really cool. I need to watch that then.
So I think you'd enjoy it. Yeah, I think it's been cool. It's like from the clones point of view, right? And it's just if you haven't seen the Clone Wars series, Bad Batch, they had their own episode. So this is a cool spinoff. And it's they're a very good
like group.
Medium vehicle to like kind of follow during this era as well. Another point of view. Yeah,
I need to start watching that because I know the final season's like coming out soon.
Yes.
Shortly.
Yeah. So that's kind of why I started watching.
Yes. Let's get into reality TV shows, because you did watch this one, Love Is Blind season 6.
I did. I'm here for the, so I can't do fully trashy stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I liked watching this because there is an experimental portion of it.
there experimental
is
now.
There is a question of how experiment. I think season one is the most experimental, like legitimate.
Yeah.
But now it's like you can't tell, like you can't tell if they kind of let things slide to like for the drama, sake of
for
drama.
For the drama, yeah.
Yeah, which is fine, right? At this point, I was like, sure.
It but remember, Jeremy shared his location and it was fine.
If you haven't watched this, it's just you start learning that there are some things that you're like, oh, maybe there are people like that. Maybe there aren't people like that. But then there are.
But there are.
And
no, it was a good season.
It was. No. I think this is actually the most. Was this the most drama filled?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy. They were crazy people.
And
yeah.
Watching reunion was actually kind of cool to see like how they brought in older guests. Have they ever done a live one like this?
No.
No, right? It's always just been
It's always just been the cast.
The cast themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Bachelor. I unfortunately am in the Bachelor Nation world. Finished up Joey's season. On to the next.
When we Singles Inferno, was it during this period?
No, or
was
that right before?
That was fall, right? Okay.
Yeah, fall.
Maybe I
watched. Or else I would have put in. Maybe
I think I watched after.
Watched during?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't remember. It's fine.
I mean, we can add it in, but.
No.
Yeah.
I think we talked about last season.
I think we did talk about fall. It was in the fall. Yeah.
Is there anything else on your list that you just been meaning to get to but you just didn't, or you want to now, actually, if anything besides the new season from the lot, something from previously that you're like, oh, maybe I need to return back to, or you just fully dropped
Zom 100? I need to finish the last three episodes.
I thought you did. No. Actually, I thought you did.
No.
It's good.
Is it good?
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, I need to watch it. Okay.
It's so sad that they had bad scheduling, bad budgeting, bad management. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish it would have.
If it was weekly, I would have enjoyed it more. But then they stopped for a little bit.
They had, because of said issues, and it was weekly, but it wasn't consistent because
it wasn't.
They kept messing it up.
Yeah.
Or messing up like whatever animation, mobile, all that stuff. So,
how about you?
I think there was, that's why I was, there was one. I can't remember now all of a sudden.
I watched two movies. I don't know if you watched any. Dune 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And The Marvels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. What'd you think of both?
Dune 2, great. Perfection in every way. Yeah. I think Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet, they just did an awesome job. And that is all I will say.
Nice. Okay.
I know the duration scares a lot of people, 3 hours, but it's honestly does not feel like 3 hours. I will have to say that.
So me and my wife want to watch Dune 1 because
Dune 1 is a setup.
Okay.
2 gets you into it.
Is it one of those things for Dune 1 where we could just, if we're both just in our bedroom, have it just going type deal, or is it like you should watch
to pay attention? Okay. A lot of politics.
I had a
feeling.
I was like, yeah. Initially, I was like, our initial guess. I'm like, could we do that? I'm like, I bet you there's some random stuff we had to pay attention that will be played into.
Yeah. Political stuff, just people and things that you need to watch out for. The Marvels. Okay. It's not as bad as people perceived it to be. But here's the thing. We're both in our superhero fatigue, obviously, because we haven't reviewed much.
I'll clarify that in a bit. But yeah, go on.
Yeah. So I went into the Marvels thinking low standard, low quality, low everything, which it ended up being like a very entertaining movie to just see.
Watch. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. And I don't want to fault Brie Larson at all, because I think every time she does an MCU movie, they just do her so dirty with the script. That's all I will say.
Okay.
Just a movie to put in the background or just to watch it whenever you want to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think after hearing that, did it follow a formula? Is my first question.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's superhero fatigue itself. I don't think, because here's the thing. I want to watch X-Men 97.
I started that, yes. Yeah.
That was the next thing I was going to ask. You started that, and I keep hearing good things about it.
Yeah.
There's not fatigue on superheroes itself. It's just the formula. I think it's more like we're tired of seeing MCU products that are predictable.
Oh, this was very predictable.
So it's like, I think that's the fatigue comes from that. It's like it doesn't feel like it pushes too much. I know people will always say like, oh, but everything before Endgame was like different. I'm like, no, you guys also, we all knew there was a formula, but it was good. It still felt good to watch. There was definitely some misses. Like there's some Ant-Man, like one of the Ant-Man movies was a miss with the, what's her name?
Two?
I think it was two because it had ghosts or the Phantom one, whatever.
Yeah, the Phantom one.
The girl, there are some misses, but there's the formula was still there. And I think we're just getting the fatigue from seeing the same thing hashed out.
In movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either too drawn out or not drawn out enough. And it's rough. So it's... Yep. I think that's... Looking back now, I think that's why... And that's why we skipped more this season, too. We skipped, like, Blue Beetle. I skipped that one, the Marvel stuff, too.
You skipped it. I didn't. I watched it in the fall, remember? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did watch it.
Yeah.
Oops, my bad.
No, but I totally get where you're coming from. But
it's stuff like that.
It followed the formula, yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm trying to think. I think there's one other. Was there something else I watched?
Was there anything else? I don't think I missed anything else.
No.
Maybe I did.
Was Loki this past season? Was part of it this past season?
I think it was
this
fall. I think we already talked about Loki.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We need to watch What If Season 2.
Yes.
Because that came out during the winter.
Yeah.
Haven't watched it, yes, but I know there's a Season 3 coming out because it was announced, so.
And here's the thing. I think those are probably easy to watch because they're bite-sized, right? It's like scenarios. 20 minutes. It's not like, I think that's it.
Is that all you have? That's all I have.
I think that's everything I watched this past winter.
On to the next season.
Haha.
But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at Novo Combo and Govo Combo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below what you've been watching or spoil anything you want to spoil. You know, not anything, but you know, things in this
world. You opened that floodgate.
I know I did.
I was like,
whoops.
Hmm.
Like this video, smash that subscribe button. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.